For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast. The podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from hell. And this is my little bestie and favorite partner in life and love and, well, not love, but, you know, friend love and the internet, Ben Mandelker, who's from
hell, known as Lucifer. Lucifer and Satan. You're probably wondering what the hell we're talking about.
Make it sexy, Satan.
Sexy, sexy, 666. Episode 666.
Guys, it is episode 666. You know what? F you, Satan. Do not ever try and get in my life. I have the power of the Lord with me, okay? So we are not celebrating Satan. But, you know, it's 666 day, and it's also the day Lindsay on Summerhouse was like, I'm only like this because of Everett. He's gone now. And I'm like, well, congrats. Welcome to the exorcism. So it all worked out.
Could there be anything more appropriate for our most hellish episode than to cover Summer House? Hell on Earth is the Summer House.
Yes. Kyle's new girlfriend. Steven crying a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
It's full. Yeah, exactly. So here we are. Episode 666. Talking about the hellish fiends of Summer House. The Hamptons. Can't spell Hamptons without an H. And H is also in hell. So there.
Well, speaking of Satan, guess who's coming to our live show in Detroit this week?
Satan. Hopefully not Satan.
Hopefully not Satan, you guys. What if Satan
comes? Maybe someone dressed in satin.
We'll be like, you missed the theme, Joe. You missed it.
Actually, you know, there is a link. Because some people say hell, they say H-E double hockey sticks. And you know who loves hockey? Jax. You know where Jax is from? Michigan. You know where we're going? Michigan. Tomorrow. We're going to Detroit.
You know who Lindsay likes fucking? Hockey players. You see?
Yeah.
It was like two hockey. It was two. It was, well, that's polo, not hockey. But
yeah.
As a gay, you know what polo is really
like? It's like hockey on a horse. It's
okay,
horse.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Because I was like, remember when they threw those balls in the basket in hockey?
Yeah. You know what's funny? We live in LA, and one of the most famous hockey players, Wayne Gretzky, played hockey, and he was on the LA team. So, like, LA hockey, it's like meant to be.
Oh,
hockey.
My goodness. So, yeah, we're going to be in Detroit, hockey capital of, I don't know, I'm just making that up. But we're going to be there this Saturday night doing the original episode, the premiere episode of Vanderpump Rules, which should be interesting because we hated that show, or I hated that show's guts the first time I saw it.
Oh, I hated it too. I was like, what the fuck is this? Why is this on my TV? I'm not going to watch a show about entitled waiters and waitresses. We know this type. We see them all around town, and now here we are.
Yes, here we are.
Yeah.
I was and still am sometimes one of those entitled waiters, which kind of explained a lot of my hate. I was projecting. But nope, I'm sure when I watch it for the first time again, I'm going to hate it just as much, and it's going to be interesting to see how many things came true in real life.
Yeah. It really will be. I'm excited to revisit Vanderpump Rules. I'm excited to go to Detroit tomorrow. Really, honestly, for Saturday, it was a big toss-up between covering Vanderpump Rules, Season 1, Episode 1, or just revisiting Tucker, A Man in His Dream. It's a movie about automobiles, which felt appropriate to Detroit. But we decided Vanderpump Rules would be the better one.
I think it was a good choice.
I think it's a good choice. I mean, we can still, like, talk about cars. and stuff and Michigan things. We can talk about like, we can talk about Eminem. We could talk about the Detroit Lions. Oh, I forgot to mention a Detroit Lion's going to come as a guest.
Really?
No.
Is his name Satan?
His name is, oh, there was a Detroit Lion who I really liked a lot. Not Stafford. What's his face? They called him Megatron. He's tall.
Really? Are you asking me? Liza Minnelli. The best Denver Bronco I've ever heard of from Detroit.
Oh, I'll look up his name. He's super famous, Calvin Johnson. So Calvin Johnson might come. We've just invited him a second ago on the podcast, and we're just waiting to hear back.
Also, Calvin and Hobbes and Satan. Okay, so
Calvin and Hobbes will be there, that's for sure. That's what we name our drink koozies, Calvin and Hobbes. Can we get on with this hellish episode?
Yes, please. Let's get
on. Oh, did we say you go to watchwhatcrapins.com to get tickets, by the way, to the show?
Yes, that is what you do. Thank you, Ben.
Even if you're in hell, that's what you do.
So here we are with another episode of The Summer House.
Summer House from Hell.
This show being after Vanderpump Rules, I'm sorry to everybody who has to listen to me say, Vanderpump Rules, can we call it Pump House?
Summer Pump House. Summer Bump.
So Summer House, how does this episode, what is the theme of this episode, would you say?
The theme song or the theme?
Hell, that is right. I was going to ask you for a macro note, but you know what? We've already made too many tasteless, stupid hell jokes that don't even make sense. So let's just get into it. I'm going for time. I'm tapping for time because I'm looking at my Summer House notes. I had Real Housewives of Atlanta pulled up. And I was like, oh my God, we have to talk about Nene's rape jokes again on this show. But we don't.
Yeah, no, we don't have to do that. This episode opens up with Lindsay tromping around going, I'm done.
And done. You know Amanda's done too, because she's like, I am throwing my shoes on the ground, Kyle.
Throw her Kyle. Shoes. Kyle, you scared off Lindsay before we even had my guac. Kyle.
Yes, Lindsay is furious. And for those of you who don't remember why, Everett sent her flowers on her birthday.
Oh my goodness. What? I mean, what a dick. Sending what flowers on birthday. I mean, like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, read the room.
What an asshole. Guess who else is mad? The people who own this house, because Lindsay, as much of a party planner as she is and told us about 20 times last time, didn't hire any staff to, you know, clean up the food off the table. And that's showing you what kind of day I'm having when I'm mad about food left on the table like that.
Yeah,
as a waiter,
I was mad too.
I just mentioned, I'm like, hello. Am I the only one who knows how to carry a couple plates? Come on, guys. Yeah.
You know what else made me mad was Kyle getting wasted. He was wasted, and he passed out on his bed with his shoes on. I'm like, take your shoes. You may be drunk, but you got to take your shoes off. And I was very happy that later in the episode, it seemed to come up. Amanda was like, but Kyle, don't forget you take your shoes off this time. I was like, thank you.
Well, don't you thank remember? You That's like their long-term fight. She's like, now that you're 35, Kyle, it's time to start taking off your shoes before you go to bed. And he's like, come on. She's like, no, seriously, your shoes. It's like their ongoing fight of these shoes in the bed. So,
yeah, you know. Exactly. So it's the next morning because everyone's gone to sleep, including Kyle with his shoes on in the bed. All that crap is on the table. I mean, it's terrible. I'm surprised there weren't more bugs or animals crawling all over it. Amit is cleaning a bowl, which kind of sums up his arc for the episode.
And life. Because, you know, Amit's always clean in some kind of a bowl.
Yeah, just a little bowl.
Yeah, like, Amit is
a good mid-sized bowl that could hold like a large salad, but can't serve an entree.
That is a resin smoker right there. We recognize each other, okay? When the bowl is empty, you clean it and you smoke that resin. I'm with you, Amit.
It was an actual bowl.
No, I know, but a bowl is how you say, like a bowl of weed.
I know, but I was saying this was an actual kitchen bowl from IKEA.
I know, and I was saying,
who's on first?
He's always cleaning a bowl. Get it? The double meaning of bowl. You guys, you just can't stop me today, okay?
But then he knocked over all the pins. He's in the gutter. See, there's a third meaning for bowl.
Why do bowlers always want to fuck me? Single Lindsay.
Oh my God! Enough about sports. A fourth meaning for bowl.
Well, that's what I actually know. Turkey.
I'm bowled over.
Okay, turkey. So let's see here, Kyle. Drunk Kyle, you know, normally with alcoholics, I'm like, ugh, Call me when you're just kind of drunk. Not necessarily sober, but just when you've learned to be kind of drunk, call me. But Kyle, I just love, he can eat on his feet when he's asleep. Yeah. And then he does, like, he performs. He gets into bed and he's like, my name's Kyle. I'd really like to show you my...
Yeah. I think Kyle is a really funny, angry drunk. Like, normally I hate angry drunks, and I hate when guys get drunk on these shows and then talk down to women. And Kyle definitely does it, but he's still kind of, like, funny when he does it. I'm like, you know, as angry talker downer men go, we're drunk. Kyle's probably the best of them.
Well, Lindsay, does that make sense? Lindsay reacts to the whole... Lindsay reacts to this all by like, I didn't even get to eat my fucking cake. And Twin's like,
that was
your
choice.
Yeah, she's like, guess what? You're going to have cake for breakfast. Cake? No. You're going to have cake for breakfast?
That's what's on the cake. Cake is really good. It's like Entenmann's, but it's like not Entenmann's. Like, it's like Betty Crocker. Like, I wonder if Betty Crocker ever met Mr. Entenmann's. Like, they have a...
Kyle's like, what happened last night? Did she even get her flowers? I got shot. I was the messenger.
He's like, everyone was embarrassing at dinner, not just me. Everyone was embarrassing. He's like, well, I'm pretty sure it was just you, Kyle. You're the one who fell on your face. And he's like, I had to defend Everett because he's my best friend. I'm like, you really don't have to defend him at all. You just had to deliver the note and the flowers from, you know, A&P and just be done with it.
Yes. And Amanda was the one who made him wait till dinner. He could have gotten that over with by just giving it to her right when he got there and having her throw it against a wall and get over it by the time she was drunk.
Yeah.
One thing we've learned about this cast is do things when you're sober. Do things that are going to be explosive, maybe when you're not drinking. Because Lindsay, a couple of drinks get inside Lindsay. I know she likes to say, guess what the common denominator is whenever I'm crazy Lindsay? It's Everett. No, it's that you're drunk.
Okay? Yeah. Like, no one for... Like, Everett did not really ruin your dinner. Like, your reaction to flowers, you could have been like, whatever. But you went crazy. That's not Everett's fault. Yeah. And I'm not going to defend Everett.
It's Herradura, okay? It's Herradura.
Yeah. So
you.
I was going to say, Carl, I'm already, like, a little lost in my notes, but I believe we're at Carl FaceTiming with his mom. Are we there?
Where he's like, Lindsay put flowers in the dump, which I thought was really funny. Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm not even throwing these away inside, because single Lindsay throws these all the way outside the alley in the dump. Like, way to make an effort, Miss can't clean up her own plate.
Exactly. They're like mussels. They left mussels out. I think it looked like there was paella of some sort with mussels. I saw mussel shells. I saw mussel shells. I like mussel shells.
So Carl is the only person who's always thinking of getting laid. And you can tell because he's like, people are going to be mean to me on this show, bro, gent. So I'm going to call my mom and check in. I'm like, you just.
Show them a good mama's boy, gent.
Yeah. So he's like, so you're having tea? I'm having twisted tea. Like,
hey, gents, want to have some twisted tea with me and my mom? Tea time with my mom, gents.
Like, sponsor Chuck. Mom love Chuck. Pussy about to be Chuck.
My priority right now is MOM, okay? So I can get LAID, all right? With some TWISTEDTEA, bro, gents. GENTS.
Hashtag twisted tea. Hashtag. And he's like,
hashtag
so
Saturdays for the BOYS. Gents.
He's really going for this because. He's not just calling his mom. He just keeps piling it on. He's like, whoa, is that new hair, mom? What did you do to your hair? Okay, Kyle. There's like pussy just like banging against the window, like birds flying into a window.
Mom, the resolution on your FaceTime is really excellent these days. You're just, I guess that just comes from being a great mom, right, mom? Right, mom?
he's like, how do you feel about the weekend? She's like, you know, seeing you gave me somewhere I belong. I'm like, he made you take a bus 8 hours into the Hamptons, okay?
Yeah.
There's nothing that says you don't belong.
For one
like
night.
Saying I took an 8-hour bus to get here, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry,
exactly.
Sorry, because I really like you.
And I didn't book you a hotel room, by the way.
Also, you're sharing a room with somebody else who loves you, a mom you don't know. Have fun. Love your new hair, mom.
But I inherently love both of you moms because I love my moms. I wish that show from the 90s was called My Two Moms instead of My Two Dads. It's spelled M-O-M-S. Moms.
Love you so much, moms.
My priority right
instead
now is
of called. I wish instead of like I was going to say Grindr. What's the straight one?
Momser.
I wish instead of bagel and coffee, they would have an app called My Mom and Coffee. Or a bagel and my mom. it's like
I wish instead of Tinder, it's called Momder. and I could just like swipe right on my mom all the time and swipe left. It's just always my mom. Be like, oh, there's my mom again. Cool.
It's gonna be like an app, except it's where the moms get to choose.
I wish instead of OK Cupid, it's called OK Mom. I'd be like, do you want me to do something? OK Mom.
But I'm not okay. Okay, gotta go, Mom. There's pussy hitting my window. So Lindsay and Lauren. Lauren's like, oh my god, here we are in a bed. It's oh me, god. You. It's bed. Me and you and Lindsay. Lindsay.
It's
Lindsay,
a bed. Like,
Lindsay,
I Lindsay.
Look at us. Like it's so comfortable. Cake? Like I'm sitting on a bed. It's like a pillow.
Remember last
it's like
night
a big
dinner?
Pillow.
Remember you got something last night at dinner?
It's like,
I remember going to Cuba.
Remember those muscles?
I think you can go to Cuba now, but I think it might be hard again.
I really don't like cigars.
I think I want to go to Cuba, but you know, the thing is, I'm fine with
any other person.
Like the cigars, I like them.
Doesn't like ever shut its mouth. So Lindsay's like, I want to read something to you. Dear Lindsay, it's me, Irva. I just wanted to tell you, you're the ping to my pong. You're the salad to my tongue. You're like the sweet to my sour and the girl to my power. And like, I can't live without you. And like, all I want is you. I'd get on my legs for you or my fingers.
Lindsay, to the most beautiful girl I know inside and out. I want to be yours, your one, your only. I never truly knew what love was until we began our journey. I remember that journey. We started at a rice paddy field. I saw you hiding in the bushes. And I was like, come here, young girl. And you were like, no, I don't want to go with you, Everett. And I was like, no, I'm here to save you. So we walked across the rice paddy and I took you to the airbase. I was like, get on that helicopter. We're going to safety now. We rode the helicopter. And the entire time, all our watches kept on getting messed up because the magnetism. We have so much magnetism between us. We flew in circles that day. Our compasses wouldn't work. But we finally got home. And that magnetism is something neither of us can shake. And it's time we come together rather than push away. Love, Everett.
Longest letter ever, okay? It was like a 5-page letter. When she got to the second page, I was like, please say that's just a big dick drawn on the letter. It's just like a drawing.
This is my entry for when there's a draw. What do you think?
And Lindsay's like, shut up.
It's just ball shot.
Ball shot. So I was like, well, whatever, thanks for making us sit through it. And the twin's like, oh my god, Lindsay, I hate to say this, but without him, you've been back to fun, Lindsay. Like,
you're
last
like
week was
again.
Not you.
Like, you were like, that was not you. That was like bad Lindsay.
Yeah,
now
it was bad
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
It's like fun Lindsay.
You know,
like,
it's
there's
like,
difference
it's like having
and
a gun without a target for it to
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah, like a gun. Like,
you know,
you
what's
need
it
going
to do? Just be a gun?
What are you
going
to do?
Just going to sit there? What are you
going
to do? Shoot
it?
Sure,
it can.
Who does that? What are you, Somebody Sam? Like, nobody does that.
What's cans of
you? Come on, Lindsay. Fun Lindsay.
Like, Campbell soup is really good, but I also like Progresso. Like, that's good. I like that, yeah.
So, I would just like to reiterate that Lindsay is still the same person. She just doesn't have somebody to yell at, okay?
Yeah.
Who's she going to yell at? The wall? No.
Yeah.
Everett's just there. It's like a, you know, it's a punching bag.
Yeah. So Kyle, to make
back,
up for his,
by the way,
to make up for his behavior last night, he brings a cake up to Lindsay. I just want to say, Kyle, obviously big fan of Kyle. He needs to work on his frosting game because there was like a ring of cake around that cake. Like that frosting, the frosting has to go all the way to the edge. You have to frost that shit. No thin frosting. Make a big old thick thing of frosting, right? Am I the only one? It's just me? Just me?
I think it was just made for Lauren to hit somebody in the face with it. But now she's
true.
Oh my god, now I'm totally normal.
They don't want to, they're scared. They're scared to fully commit to the frosting because they know Lauren's there.
Yeah, they're like,
see, this is the hell episode. It's like that episode. It's like that commercial, the milk commercial where that like asshole is like screaming at his mom and gets run over by a car. And then he winds up and it looks like it's heaven. There's a big stack of chocolate chip cookies. And he's like, oh my god, I'm in heaven. And he eats this chocolate chip cookie and he opens up the fridge and there's all this milk and every container is empty and it's like, no, you're in hell.
Yeah, it's
that's
like
my
this
version.
Kyle's like, I made you a cake out of babies, and she's like, oh my god, you guys, thank you.
Yeah. Is there more frosting?
So guess what's happening? I really wouldn't know were it not for the soundtrack. Let's go, let's go, let's pack and go, we're gonna pack, we're gonna go, we're gonna pack and go.
And I mean, it's like, hey guys, we should go brunch. And they're like, okay, yay, me. So they all go to brunch and Kyle's getting like, he orders a gimlet. And I mean, it's like, Kyle, pace yourself. We have guac later.
Don't turn up, Kyle. And Kyle's like, whoa, okay, so started with don't turn up. So how about we start over? How about that? And Amit's like, you guys got any plans? And I think we all collectively said at the same time, do you? at any point during this season? Any plans at all?
Do you Do you feel like participating in the show at all? Who cast him? Who cast the meat? I'm sorry. Major failure. Major failure.
And he meets, so he says that, and Kyle's like, well, maybe I'm going to sleep with my girlfriend. Maybe Cookie's going to be in a cookie sheet with his girlfriend. Got to remember to take off my clothes this time, huh, guys? And she's like, come on, Kyle, it's just your shoes. Aim higher, Amanda. Aim higher. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. So as they're sitting around the table, you know, talking about Kyle and Amanda and whether or not they're going to move in together. And Kyle's like, well, you know, it's been like a topic, I'm avoiding because I don't want her to move in.
Because I'm really see still her. A boy. You know, having Vanderpump Rules and then this where everybody's like, I'm just a Peter Pan. Kind of getting sick of all of it with these guys. I really just want to watch a show where there's a guy with a job. Okay.
Oh, well, I also want to say that on the flip side of that, this whole thing that Amanda's doing, like, you turned 35. I thought you'd be an adult. It's like, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't just like a day happens and then all of a sudden it's not like a system update that occurred. It's not like, excuse me, Adobe Systems is here to update Kyle's, you know, his firmware, you know,
sure like, is. And the notification just keeps coming on and you say, remind me tomorrow. Remind me.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Remind me tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow. It's like, are you ready now? I'm like, it was only an hour. It's like, I know, but I thought by tomorrow you'd forget. So
God, I hate that thing.
Always.
But I guess Amanda's kind of becoming that reminder. Like, remember how you didn't want to marry me? Is it going to be different now this week? No, it's not. Why are all these women begging men? It's like, what, you think the man has to come around to want to marry you? Go find someone who wants to marry you. The hell? This is the first thing any man like this is going to use when he cheats on you. Is, I told you I wasn't ready. That's always the first fucking thing. Run, girl. Run.
I think Kyle actually will, like, I don't think that Kyle is like a Jax. I think that Kyle would marry Amanda. I think he's just going to move slowly. But I think I feel like, yes, we've had a lot of these Peter Pan syndrome situations going on. But I actually don't think that Kyle is that Peter Panny. I know that sounds crazy. I think he drinks and he parties hard. But partying hard does not mean that you're Peter Pan. It just means
party you're
hard.
Alcoholic.
Yeah. He just simply has substance abuse issues, which is totally different. Like the rest of his development's great.
Yeah, he's totally mature in the daytime.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously is doing well. He has a bike hung on his wall in his apartment.
Yeah, Peter Pan didn't have gigantic bottles of rosé, so...
Yeah, exactly. Good luck, Peter Pan.
You gotta love
not drinking rosé.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter Pan, how's brunch? You wouldn't know, would you? Never had rosé, huh? Got him.
Yeah, he's like, how would I know? I'm going to Wendy's. Meh. So you gotta love the people on this show showing them how it's done, because Amanda and Kyle have already been bitching at each other. They start this lunch with her bitching at him and nagging him and stuff. And so the twins like, so what about moving in together? What about that? What about that? How you gonna? It's like, oh my god. So yeah, then he makes an ass out of himself, and she's like, you're blowing that over really quick, Kyle. And he's like, I don't think you have to move in to move a relationship forward. It's like, you're together anyway. Who cares? Oh my god, he's rolling his eyes. That ain't right. That ain't right. Like, you guys, just calm down and have your hamburger.
Yeah, exactly. Just go back to the city.
Couples fight anymore. Yeah, go back.
So, speaking of the city, we have my favorite thing that the show does is their, like, lame-ass attempt to give us a glimpse of their lives in the city. It's like, New York City. Look, Lindsay answered a phone. Oh, my God. Amit's walking a dog that's not even his. Oh, Kyle, he's going to do a social blast.
But you know Lindsay's really a boss bitch because she calls everyone his short names, and the people that she's talking to call her in short names too. Like her assistant is like some teenager off the street making no money named Brianna, and then the guy who calls her is Bri. So it's like, hey, it's me, Bri. Bri's on the phone, Lindsay. And she's like, oh my god, Bri. And he's like, hey, Lindsay. She's like, hey, Bri. Thanks, Bri. Thanks. It's like, okay, white people.
Listen, when you are in the life in the fast lane, you don't have time for a full name, you know? You know, Bri?
Bri. Bri, bra, Bri, bra, Bri, 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 could you send Bri in here? It's Lens.
Hey, can you send Cy? Is Cy there? Is Kara there? Kara, no, Kara's and Karen, not Kara's and Carrie. Yeah,
Kara,
thanks.
Kara.
Hey, Kara, can I get the car? We got a cake for the car. Yeah, welcome to did we mention that this is our hell episode? Yes. So Danielle and Lauren go to dinner because it's going to be a blind date for Lauren out of the blue. It's like, great story development, we'll just like have this happen. So Lauren's like, yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird who you can be friends with all of a sudden, because like, who would have thought that we'd become friends? I'm like, well, probably anyone, because you lived in the house together. And if you hadn't gone crazy early in the summer, it would have been totally conceivable that you guys would have become friends.
But anyway. And you both fucked Carl. It's like, we both like Rocky Road. Let's go on a blind date together. I like that Danielle's like, are you excited? And she goes, yeah. Like, that's hilarious. Okay, so she's like, honestly, I didn't know the last time I went on a blind date. Like, Ash doesn't even know. You know first, Danielle. That's crazy. Like, you know before Ashley, okay? Stella got her groove back. I'm like, she knows because she set up to blind date.
Yeah. One time, Carl got salt in his eyes, and he's like, oh, my God, I can't see. And I was like, oh, my God, this is like a blind date because he can't see. I was like, Carl, are we on a blind date? Carl? Should I put my weight on you? Carl?
I don't even remember when that was. It's been so long, I don't even remember.
I don't remember when last time Carl blinded himself. It's so weird. He, like, put some twisted tea in his eyes, and I'm like, Carl, why'd you put some twisted tea in your eyes? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, Carl, you got to think about what you do, Carl. Carl, if we're in this relationship, you can't put twisted tea in your eyes. And he puts them in my eyes. And I was like, Carl, now I can't see. And I hit myself in the wall, and I was like, was that you, Carl?
Was
that
the wall? Last time that was. That was like a wall. I was blind.
That was like a wall. I hit a wall.
Actually
hit a mental wall, and
I
missed a wall.
Is this a double blind date?
I'll never put twisted tea in my eyes again. Hi, what's your name again? So then we're cross-cutting with Steven, who's meeting this guy Travis for their like third date. I don't know what the appeal is with Travis, but to each their own. Is he?
I think he's so cute. He's like a little mini gay Everett.
He's cute.
He's gay Everett to me. I think he's
like
adorable.
Cute, but he's not cute. He's like cute. So so Steven's, they have great chemistry. So Travis is like, how was home? And Steven's like, I saw my family. Travis's like, welcome back.
He goes,
Steven goes, thank you.
He goes, I saw my family farm. Yeah.
There were bees. Oh, bees? Like, you mean like bitches? No. Real
literal
bees.
Literal bees. I got bees. A bee in my face.
There's a face bee? Oh, I hate face bees. Yeah.
So then cut back to the other date, the girls on their date, and Lindsay's like, oh, yeah. Oh, not Lindsay. The twin is like, hey, yeah. It's like when a guy doesn't get it and he's super aggressive, and Danielle's like, yeah, and you're like, back up. I'm like, oh, my God. It's the best women empowerment situation.
It's then back
it's like,
on
the when the guy's rapey, yeah. Glad we got in on this light conversation, guys. And then
back on Steven's date. Oh, did you want to see something else about the other? I mean,
this is where the guys come in. So Danielle has a new guy because she, you know, Kevin the DJ. Like, a guy named Kevin the DJ really just doesn't last long. I think
He was cute. Kevin the DJ was cute, but you could tell he was just a massive douche. Listen, you don't want, like, a guy who just walked out of Brooks Brothers to play EDM at a Hamptons pool party. It's just, that's a bad sign. It's just douchebag alert everywhere.
Yeah, but it's so hard to tell on this show because they love that. This is like a white people in the Hamptons show. They love shit like that. And this is a perfect example. These two guys come in. They have the exact same hair. It's douche hair.
They both were, well, the Justin the blind date I thought was pretty hot.
I thought you they know, were just not even douchey. Yeah, I was just
see,
like,
you
douchey.
Like Travis, but Justin's more of my of the bearded gents that we were seeing. Gents. Justin would be the top of the gent pyramid for me.
The top of the Bentamid.
Bentamid. Considering that these are none of these guys are my type.
The twin is like, well, he's tall, dark, and handsome. I mean, it's a cliche, but, you know, so is Sunday Funday. Do that. So is, you know, waste not, want not. I hate wasting things. You know, there's a lot of things that are true. Tall, dark, and handsome. Mm. A bird in your hand is worth more than 12 in a bush. Mm. I forgot. I forgot other ones.
Can't cry over spilled milk. Can't have your cake and eat it too, but you can put it in Carl's face. Carl.
You can, however, hey, look, cry over spilled water. Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
So then over on Steven's date, the chemistry is just off the charts. Are you excited for your birthday? Yeah. Cool.
Steven goes.
Yeah.
Mm, Steven goes, we just met, but we're having fun. And that's a lot for me.
Do you want another drink? Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. And the boners across America started banging the TV. It's like, bonk, 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 bonk. It's like moonlighting.
And then back on the other day, a belly dancer came through. And Lauren, I was surprised Lauren didn't already start texting Carl. Carl, Carl, why is there a belly dancer here? Yeah. You should have told me about
what
Carl.
What is that?
Carl.
Is the dancer belling or is the belly dancing?
At least you could have told me, Carl, how do you like your girlfriend? She's dancing for me now. At least you could have told me it was that you're going to send your girlfriend over to my date, Carl.
I got my mojo back. I was like, did Stella get her groove back or did you get your mojo back? And when did you like retire and move to Florida? She's like, whoa, can you believe it happened? Like you're in your like 20s or something. You never lost your mojo, honey.
So then we go over to a third dinner. This is like the most New York time we've had in a while. And it's Kyle and Amanda, and they're at dinner. And I don't know what restaurant they're at, but the waiter was wearing a SoulCycle shirt, which already was very suspect. I would just leave the restaurant then and there.
Well, speaking of suspect, it was 80s detective music that was playing. It's like, da-dong, ding, 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 ding. It's like, oh, God. Is someone going to arrest one of Matlock's neighbors? It's like wacky 80s detective music. And she's like, we'll have the Branzino. And I was like, yes, Bravo. Does Bravo farm Branzino?
They have a Branzino agenda. It's a strong Branzino agenda, and they're pushing it, and I welcome it.
And Lisa the last time I had Branzino, refusing. There were a lot of bones in it. Yeah, me too.
It's bony. It's a bony fish.
Did
I don't think I want it.
Did we both have it? Where did I have it? I was like, I'll order the Branzino, and I was like, thanks for the bones. Thanks for the pile of bones. This was great.
I had it at Speranza in Silver Lake, that restaurant, and I was like, this is so good. Bone, 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 Carl, bone, Carl, bone.
Love to.
So so Amanda's like, hi, Kyle. I've been looking for apartments all day. Can't seem to find one. Kyle, I wonder if you know a place where I could just put my feet up at the end of the day, like a bed that I could sleep in. Kyle.
When there is a place to hang my hat, Kyle. He's like, do you want me to call a coat check? It's just this long pause while he stares at her. And then he goes, any luck?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I mean, we saw a lot of them, Kyle, but it's, there wasn't one where, like, this is the one. He's like, I know the feeling. He's the Branzino already.
Kyle, I brought, like, a bowl to all of them, and I was like, can I make my guac here? And it's like, kitchen too small.
He's like, whoop, I ordered the biggest drink on the menu. She's like, that's so you, Kyle.
Think about all the times we could be joking about our drinks if we lived together, theoretically, Kyle.
I just wrote, girls shouldn't have to beg guys to come around to being with them. That makes me freaking crazy.
Yeah. So they all go back to the Hamptons, and it's like, Hamptons, doo, 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 doo. And then
we're on a freeway, we're going back.
Yeah. Quag. So then they get there and it's like something smells weird in the kitchen. They're like, something died in here. I'm like, it's probably Lindsay's dinner that you still haven't put away.
It's the mussels outside.
Yeah. And Carl's, I don't know if you noticed this, Carl's wearing a shirt that says, if you hear any noise, it's just me and my boys bopping.
Like, oh, up, God. God, shut up, Carl.
I know it's probably a reference to something, but I don't even want to know what it is. Me and my boys bopping. Hey, gents, want to go bop?
Then Kyle labels himself again, which I always love. He's like, whoa, cookie almost blew cookies. It's like, I love when someone makes up a name for themselves and then just reiterates it over and over for waiting to catch on.
I think actually they named him Cookie. I actually think that was not a Kyle original. No. Kyle. So they're all sitting there being like, whoa, it smells so nasty. I just want to puke. And Lindsay's like, does anyone want to order a sushi? I'm like, the last thing I want to eat a sushi is the smell of dead possum.
So they end up going to a burger joint instead. And then we cut back to Steve. Oh, no. We're with Steven and Danielle
Steven,
now.
Steven's upstairs. He's like, I got a bottle of tequila for Travis's birthday. And is it me? Was that the same bottle of tequila they had at Vanderpump Rules at their resort?
You see? It's the Branzino and that liquor. And Fireball.
I liked it. I liked it. It looked like a queen from chess. You know,
checkers.
Okay, like checkers. No, it's like a. I just like the shape of the bottle.
The horse.
Okay?
You mean the horses?
No.
Bowling.
Do you like
hockey?
Hell,
Satan! Yes, I'm back.
So Steven's telling Danielle about the conversation he had with his family because last week's. Speaking of hell, that's where I think his parents think he's going, because we get a sort of a flashback to that. Very heartbreaking scene of Steven with his parents, which is so sad. But he's talking to Danielle about that. And, you know, Danielle's really sweet. I'm really enjoying Danielle now.
Yeah, she's nice. She doesn't do a lot, but she's a nice girl.
I feel like she's loosened up. I feel like she's just sort of like, eh, whatever. I'm just gonna have fun now. I don't add anything, but I'll have fun.
Yeah, and I'm getting way hotter guys on the show.
So she really is. You.
She does get some fine boys on the show.
She's getting the hottest. She's getting the hottest guys like every single week.
I went from being bored to being completely jealous.
Yeah, I love a weird feeling. That sort of arc. That's my favorite arc.
Yeah. So Danielle's like, yeah, that was really sad. It's like the saddest thing ever. The parents of the blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, it's a burger place.
Yeah.
It's like, nice, way to get to a restaurant there.
That's a good seasoning on that.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Amit is like, does wine go with sushi? I'm like, exciting. And then, so now the bros and Danielle are out to dinner, and Carl's like, so gents, how was home for you?
This is hilarious. He's sitting right across from Steven, and he's trying to make a conversation, and then every time he talks, Steven does that thing. He doesn't just roll his eyes, he turns his head.
Yeah,
like, thing where he's like looking around the restaurant like really violently.
And he only talks to Danielle.
He's only answering Danielle. So Carl's like, "Hey, gay gent, how was home?" And he's like, oh, "Great, Danielle."
Yeah,
but I don't want to talk about it now. And then he does a head jerk thing to Kyle or to Carl, like, "Ugh, it's Carl."
Yeah, Carl's. I mean, every question Carl asked, Stephen would just turn to Danielle and respond, be like, "So, gent, how's your food?"
It's fine.
How is your chair comfortable?
It's fine.
Do I need to call my mom right now on Facebook? Hey, mom, look, it's Steven. Hey, say hi to my mom. And he's like,
hi, Danielle.
My mom got new hair. I like your new hair, Danielle.
You want to put some Twisted Tea with me, Steven?
No.
Kyle's like, this is fart on a plane awkward. Okay, and then Carl's just gonna ignore it. He's like, yeah, gents, so this is great. It's great talking to you, Steven. It's great. It's a great conversation.
Steven, no offense, but I thought the most awkward thing that would happen to me would be getting a blowjob from my best gent friend, and you seem to be making it more awkward. This is more awkward than getting a blowjob from my best gent friend.
So you're not gonna lie about an MMR.
You're the liar.
So over at the house, Lindsay is with the twin and Amit, and of course it's Lindsay. So she's like, let's have a threesome. You were thinking about it, admit it. Sushi's here. Can she say sushi at less awkward times? Every time she says sushi, it's like the most awkward time.
I mean, it's like, guys are always thinking about threesomes. We're talking about three pieces of sushi, right? I love a threesome.
Please don't touch me.
Yeah,
he's like, I want to touch you with, like I touch sushi, with chopsticks. Very, very long chopsticks.
So back at the restaurant, Carl tells the table that he's invited a girl named Lindsay, a different Lindsay, to the house tomorrow. And we see a flashback of Carl just talking to the girl. We just hear him say, good to see you. And I'm like, shut up, Carl. I don't know why. Good to see you, gents.
Yeah, I'm still not really sure what Carl did in this situation.
Nothing. He did nothing.
Yeah, he did nothing. It is really fun to watch aggressively passive-aggressive Steven just try and diss him with his head jerks.
Yeah.
Because Carl's like, yo, well, I met this girl. Nice to meet you. Flashback. Comes back, and he's like, she's cool. And then Steven jerks his head, and he's like, where's she staying? And then he starts, like, moving his head, like, bobbling his head around at everybody, like, am I right? Am I right? Get it? Am I right?
And Carl's like, well, she's coming over, but I was thinking that, like, you know, she can stay over if that's cool with everyone. Steven's like, well, the way you're supposed to do it is first you ask and then you invite. That's what you do. And Carl's like, group of gents, like, when would I do that? And he's like, we have a group chat, which is, by the way, true. Carl, that's kind of bullshit. They'd be like, when would you do that? As if, like, modern communication had not been invented. But then again,
how would I do that?
Carl's right too, because it's like they show like how everyone in the house has had guests, and then Carl like asks for one person. They're like, "Well, Carl, you have to sign a form."
And then Kyle's just like trying to stay on everybody's side. He's like, "Well, the difference is with you is that you've got to respect Lauren because you didn't date her that time, so you got to give way advance notice."
Yeah, he's like, the difference with you, Carl, is that no one likes you, so we just want to make you jump through hoops. Thanks.
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks for paying for our burgers. Wait a minute, Mom, what's your credit card number? She's like, yeah, thank you, I'm still here. God, finally I belong.
The mom's just been FaceTiming in the entire time, yeah. Like next to the burger.
Carl's like, my iPhone's going to take the bill. Oh, this is FaceTime.
Could someone order me a tea, please? I think my burger's talking. Oh, wait. It's my mom behind the burger on FaceTime.
So let's see. I just was laughing because they're like, now we're going out. Because the twin and Lindsay's like, I'm staying on for sushi. And then the twin's like, let's test to meet as a wingman and go out. And she's like, yeah, I love wings. So they go out, and I love when they were out that they can only shoot in the bathroom. This town hates them so much. It's like
they hate them. They're just
they're being sued. I think parking, and they're like, no, you cannot park. This they pull out an iPhone camera in a bathroom.
Some hotel, some place in Montauk. I forget what it's called. I think the Timber Lodge or something like that. I forget. There's some place there, and they're suing the show. I think I read because. The place did not want to be featured, and I guess I don't know what it was. The show either featured them or featured the location or whatever. And I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious when these locations are like, no, we don't want we don't want to be like sullied by this reality show coming in. I'm like, if you've been to the Hamptons, there are such awful people that go to all these places. You know, like the people on Summer House are better than probably about 50% of the people who go to these bars, et cetera. So like just slow your roll, place that suing Summer House. Slow your roll.
You gotta stay away from my Summer House. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is when Lindsay has met a fellow player, which we didn't get to see because, you know, the people in the Hamptons suck. So Lindsay's like, I don't know why polo players like me, and I like them because they're good with stings.
They like to ride horses.
Yeah. It's like, please don't go in with this. It's starting to sound offensive to yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are you doing this to yourself, Lindsay? You're setting yourself up.
Hitting pots. Because you know what? Yeah, no. So Lindsay's like, I had a makeout session with Marco Polo. And Amit's like, I have a girl coming. And the twin's like, good, she can clean.
She's like, because clearly none of them will do it.
Yeah, maybe she can find the smell.
So I like that the next day, they've announced that they're going to have just like a chill party, you know, just a few of us playing beer pong in the backyard. And then Lauren's like, yeah, I invited the Argentinian polo team. It's like, whoa, that doesn't sound so chill. And also, I love that Carl has to like get explicit permission from everyone. And Lauren just invites an entire team of polo players. Yeah.
And then Carl kind of stumbles to the girls in his like little tight pants that he wears every day. I mean, Jesus Christ, Yolanda Foster. Come on already, every day. And he's like, so, I just wanted to tell you because we're like
drop our heads up.
And like, yeah, like wanted you to have dropped heads. What?
Yeah, just a proper heads up. I just want like heads. Can I call the gents together, please? All the gents. Yeah, thanks.
Penisless gents, let's gather around because I just wanted to tell you, like, there's a girl and, you know, proper notice. I don't know if I should be doing this on a group text or... And Steven's just looking around like, see what I told you? See what I told you?
I might ask her to put her weight on me. Not sure yet. But I just want to make sure it's all good and respectful with all my fellow gents because I love my mom. My priority right now is my MOM, but also getting to do BONE, LINDSAY number two.
I don't want watermelons to be thrown at me this time because it's a new leaf and I want to be transparent like a condom, which I'm not going to wear.
I don't want you to get it twisted like the tea. See what I did there, gents?
So they're like, yeah, fine. That's fine. And then they're kind of awkward about it. And he leaves and they all start cracking up. And Danielle's like, oh, my God, this big man tiptoes in here in tight pants. And I was like, yeah, you think it's hilarious because you weren't at dinner. OK, you weren't at dinner when they were making it sound like it's the end of the world.
It is really fun to watch them make Carl squirm. I have to say, it's even though like it's bullshit that Carl has to jump through all these hoops just to invite some friends over. It's worth it to see him be like, Can I FaceTime my MOM right now? Is that cool with everyone? Or no, Carl. It's Carl. Now's not the time.
So I tell you about my mom's hair because it's pretty. So they're having the party, and this is my favorite because so many people are coming that are just hilarious, and I hope they become regulars. Like Gaba. She's Gaba. Like, ha, I'm Gaba. I'm Gaba.
Gaba.
I'm me.
I'm Gaba.
I'm Gaba.
Do you have butterflies, I mean? Because literally, I'm looking for butterflies. I love butterflies.
She goes, you have butterflies?
I'm Gaba.
And Amit's answer. Amit goes, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God, it's like The Notebook. These two. Glad we spent some camera time on these two. So then a lot of girls start arriving, and I just started writing L. Carl because it's Lindsay Carl. And she comes in, she's like, and then everybody's looking at her like, and Danielle gets visibly uncomfortable. Now that was probably editing. She was probably like, the smell's still here, you know?
Yeah.
But that was on her face. And Carl's like, oh, Lindsay's super fun, super positive. And then he goes, hey, Lindsay, you have something on your nose. And she goes, do I? And I was like, oh my God, yes. Yes, I'm all for this Lindsay.
Oh God. Yeah, there was, she was like super positive. She was kissing everyone on the cheek when she first met them. She's like, hi, I'm super Lindsay. I can fix that smell for you guys if you want. You guys are having a party. It's sort of strange. Do you have a smell? Do you have this party? I can fix it for you, though. I'm Lindsay.
I like when he told her, you look like that girl from Popeye. She's like, olive oil? That's what my parents called me. I was like, that's so sad.
A lot to unpack there. A lot. Like, kind of a strange compliment to give someone. Like, hey, you look like that cartoonishly flat-chested lady from the 40s. named after her. Condiment, I guess. No, I don't know. It's a condiment.
They used to call me extra virgin olive oil, but then was high school, and then was college. Not just olive oil.
I like Popeye the Sailor Man. He was a good gent. Ate a spinach, you know.
He was good to his mom. You like that? So am I. I'm just like Popeye.
You know, I would have been. I think I would have been gents with Brutus, to be honest. I think he was misunderstood, and I would have given Wembley a hamburger today.
Brutus. Oh, Brutus. So, I love that movie, Popeye. I mean, when he said that, of course, I just immediately started singing,
I need you.
Or is it I love you?
Like, I don't know. I saw that when I was little, very, very little, and I got scared by that, whatever creature it was with the tentacles.
Yes, that fucking squid thing.
Scary. And you know that the Popeye set is now a landmark? It's like, Robert Altman built the Popeye set on Malta. And the movie left, and they left the set up, and now it's like a tourist attraction in Malta. And I think they've turned it into like a shopping destination of some sort. Anyway, so Steven's like, I'm going to go to Travis's party in Montauk. I'm just waiting for him to text me. I'm hoping he sends me an emoji that's like, hey. And then I'll be like, hey. And then he might send like guy holding his hand out like, well, and I'll do like dancer. But then I'll be like, ha.
I'm going to send him an egg, and then he's going to send me a plant. And it's going to be an eggplant. It's going to be the sexiest text message ever.
I might send that swirl, which I just learned is supposed to be a hurricane.
So Gonzalo arrives with the rest of the polo players.
Yeah. I don't get the appeal. Gonzalo is the one that Lauren has selected from the night before. I didn't really see his appeal. There was also like a really, really hot guy in a blue shirt. And I was like, why isn't anyone going for him? Although later on, Danielle winds up pairing up with a hot guy. So I was very proud of her, even though he was kind of douchey.
Yeah, he turns out to be a total douche too. But Lindsay's like, in the Hamptons, if you're not a polo player, you win the prize. I'm like,
I think if you're in the Hamptons, you might as well go for like a stockbroker or something.
Yeah, aim higher.
Executive?
Aim higher, darling.
Did he? I don't know.
And the twin is like, well, Gonzalo's hot, okay? He's not as tall as I like, but it doesn't matter when you're lying down, just like mom says.
Yeah. He sort of looks like a rutabaga, but it doesn't matter when you're lying down. That's what mom says.
Okay, so then we cut to commercial, and Andy's like, hey, we're talking about Stassi's tits. And I was like, FF, Jesus Christ.
Did he really say something like that?
Yes, he literally said that. He's like, hey, so watch what happens live. We're talking about Stassi's tits. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, because she got a breast reduction and has all these photos, but still, it's like.
No, it's just like, that's so Andy.
Yeah. Well, hell episode. So Lauren, let's see, Lauren meets the brunette Lindsay. She's like, hi, whatever.
Carl's and trying to make new Lindsay feel important. He's like, hey, Lindsay, I need you to meet Susie. She's important.
I wrote that down too. I was like, who's Susie? She's not that important. She's important, Susie. She used to run the Food Network. Her name is Susie Fogelson. Yeah. Susie Susie Fogelson's there. She's like, I'm not understanding this. I'm sorry. Feels uncomfortable. What I need from you, Carl. I need to understand your brand here a little bit more. Okay? Otherwise, great job.
Tea and it's twisted. Like,
yeah, I'm not getting tea. I'm not getting twisted tea. And then Bob Tushman shows up. Hey, Carl. You know, I love you so much. We're huge fans. But it's just not tracking. sorry, gents.
Unfortunately, the audience can't taste your wonderful spirituality. So, you're out.
I'm so sorry. Good luck to you. Bye.
So, Gonzalo, there's another guy. Oh, Lindsay is now meeting Marcos.
Marcos comes.
Yeah, Marco or Marcos. So he comes over and she's like, oh my God, single Lindsay, positive Lindsay, you're now on. And then he's like, hello. And he tries to shake her hand. She's like, get out of here. Summer loving never hurt no one. I was like, yes, it did. It hurt the girl from Greece, okay? And she couldn't find love until she ended up in leather pants and a push-up bra. So yeah. I don't know that the ending of that movie was so great for anybody. Okay, Lindsay?
Exactly. Also, we should mention there was a shot of Carl with Carl Lindsay in his room. And he goes, let me see your face. Let me see your face. And he goes in for a kiss. Gross. Let me see your face. Put your weight on me with your face. Put your face weight on me. Yeah.
Just here.
Well, pick me up off the bed. I'm here staring at the ceiling, Carl.
Oh, God. I left my mom on FaceTime.
Sorry, my number one priority is MLM. Hey, MLM, can you put it on mute for a second? I just want to look at Lindsay's face. Hey, let me see that face.
I think Kyle is outside getting wasted on a gigantic rosé bottle, and he's talking to all the polo players, and Amanda's just doing her like, I'm annoyed, Kyle. Like, look, and he's like, if Cookie had an accent, Cookie would be laying pipe all throughout the town. And she's like, you're embarrassing me, Kyle,
you're embarrassing. I'm like, listen, Amanda, this is not new behavior, and you're also on a reality TV show, so, you know.
And which are you talking about?
Just make some guac.
He's also chugging from a gigantic rosé bottle. Is it the laying pipe? Like, what are you mad at? Let's just pick one thing and stick with that.
Okay? I'll tell you what I'm mad at. Every time I see one of those giant rosé bottles, I think of reporter Christina Gibson reporting live, and I'm like, why is she not on the season? Why is she not on the season? Why? Right?
Oh, season's poor Christina.
I'm sorry, but it was better last season when we had both twins there every single time and reporter Christina Gibson getting into fights with Lindsay and gossiping all around the house. That was the shit. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it.
Well, this fighting with Amanda and Kyle is starting to make me fucking crazy. I can't take anymore. It's a whole episode, and it's the dumbest fight ever, and it just keeps going on and on. And she's like, Kyle, you can't complete sentences right now. And she's wasted too now.
Yeah.
Which is even more hilarious.
And he's like, babe, I'm completely coherent. And she's like, Kyle, if you're completely coherent, say these words after me. Yes, Amanda, you can move in with me. It's like, I'm not going to say that. See, you're not coherent.
Yeah, it's like, do you have your shoes on? Take your shoes off, Kyle.
So later it is continues. Like, why are you so mean? Oh, Kyle goes, why are you so mean? Because she's just standing there whining. And I was like, you don't talk to somebody when they put silver eye makeup over their eye boogers. You know when people do that, they're like starting to put like shiny makeup right where the eye booger comes out. What is that? When did that start and why?
Maybe it's to like sort of like create like a luge so the eye booger just slides out.
I'm blaming Bella Hadid. Who I think is at fault for every terrible fashion thing happening right now. Damn you, Bella.
I can't believe you'd go after the other one. Why would you go after the other one? Isn't life hard enough for the other one?
Oh, sorry, Gigi.
Ah, much better.
I meant to Gigi. So, I don't even know who a Bella is.
What is a Bella? What is a Bella? So, meanwhile, Danielle is comforting Steven because he's upstairs. He's been on his judgment balcony being like, I don't want to come down to the party because I'm waiting for Travis. And Steven has texted Travis, he's called Travis, And Travis is being elusive. Now, I wasn't totally paying attention to the plans of the Travis plans. I knew there was some sort of bonfire. I don't know if it was an evening bonfire or an afternoon. Well, I guess it wouldn't be an afternoon bonfire, would it? So either way, he is not hearing. He doesn't hear back from Travis until like 9. And Travis is like, I just got back. What are you up to? Or like, you should come through. But Steven is like upset because Travis is clearly playing games, like not texting back. And if Travis had wanted Steven to be there, he would have been like more responsive, you know? So I get it. I've been there. I've been to Steven in that situation many, many times.
Yeah. And so he's Danielle's all, like, sad.
Yeah. So, and meanwhile, downstairs, Kyle and Amanda still going at it. It's like, Kyle, after all the conversations that we've had to keep it together. And he's like, you're not, she tells him, she's like, Kyle, you're no fun. You're no fun when he goes, you're no fun, Amanda. And she's like, well, you think it's fun for me to have to like take care of you when you're passed out? He's like, what? That's like the most fun thing in the world. Taking care of me when I'm passed out. You're welcome.
She's like, you blame me for spilling your drink and you kinked it.
And then, yeah, they get this ridiculous argument about spilled water.
Yeah, and he's like, she goes, do you want me to break up with you or what? Because you don't know how that bottle fell over. You knocked it, Kyle. And he's like, that's your case. That's your case. She's like, hey. And Lindsay comes in. She goes, guys. And she goes, Lindsay, please. And Kyle's like, don't even try it, Lindsay. And she's like, I'm not.
And Kyle goes to him and he goes, if you say another word, I actually don't want to see you the entire night. Lindsay, stay out of it.
And then he tells Amanda, this is the worst fight ever. Okay? Oh, you knocked over the water. This is officially the dumbest fight ever. And then she goes, you think you're going to marry me? And he goes, no, I don't think I'm going to marry you. It's like, fuck yourself. And then I just notice his shirt says live free or die. He's like, come on, Amanda. He's literally wearing a shirt that says live free or die. Come on,
which,
people.
To be fair, that is the New Hampshire license plate slogan, which is where he's from.
It's also last thing that Amanda wants to hear. It's like, how many signs do you need?
How many license plates does he have to summon for her to get the point? She's like, je me souviens. It's like, okay, Quebec. It's a different country.
He's like, don't mess with Texas, Amanda. It's like,
Keystone State, am I right? So, Lauren, so now Lindsay's polo player has to leave because I guess he has a match or something better to do with his life.
Because it's Lindsay. Everybody leaves. Haven't you noticed? Like, every episode Lindsay's about to hook up, the guy runs like hell.
Yeah, he's like, I kind of got sick of her doing this weird scales of justice thing with her hands. Which hand? Left or right? Left or right?
Scales
left or right?
Scales of justice, Lindsay. Scales of justice, Lindsay. Justice is horny. It's like, no, it's not. It's blind. Oh my God, I went on a blind date.
So Lauren still is stuck with Gonzalo. She's like, your brother kissed Lindsay. Are you going to kiss me? You going to kiss me, Gonzalo? Hey, Gonzalo. Where's Gonzalo? Gonzalo?
Yeah,
Gonzalo?
No one wants to kiss a guy more than when he has snow white lipstick on. I was like, were you just making out with Britney's mother? Why are your lips white, weirdo?
So Lauren and Gonzalo start to make out, and he's like, she's like, her tongue just like comes out like that Popeye monster with the tentacles. Gonzalo.
Yeah, she's like licking his face. So then the twin comes to Steven's room and she's like, oh my God, I made out with a White Walker.
Well, before that though, we go up to Carl and Carl's like putting up, he's like, but first a belt, gents. And even nice Lindsay is like, Carl, aren't your pants tight enough? I mean, I know I'm just an olive oil here to your Popeye, but I can see not only your dick outline, I can see your pube outline. It's like, sorry, gents, I need my belt.
I've been wearing these so many days, I can't take them off. So good luck with that. Go ask my mom what she thinks.
I'm right here. Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. And then downstairs, Kyle goes up to Carl because Carl comes downstairs. And Kyle's like, dude, apparently I'm so drunk that I'm incohesive. I'm like, well, he's like, yeah, you said incohesive, so.
He's like, come on, bro. Come on, Jen, let's talk. If you unravel, we all unravel. And Kyle's like, okay, but could you just tell her I didn't do anything? And he's like, whoa. That's all you, bro, Jen.
Hey, bro, you got any spinach? You know what I'm saying? You got olive oil on my arm. You know what I'm saying?
So then the twin comes in, and she's like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Oh my God, you're crying. You're going to make me cry. He's like, I don't give a shit. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not going to Travis's party. That's it. She's like, show me, Steven. Show me the phone right now. He's like, no, I'm not going to show you anything right now. Shot to me. I'm group texting. No one's saying it. Show me the goddamn text. So she sees it and she goes, but come on, Steven. He texted you back, Steven. He wrote you back. And he's like, hours later. Hours later. I don't know. He has very high expectations of men. I'm like, I mean, texted you back at all? That's amazing. I have to put a secret find your iFriends thing in their phone so I know where the hell they are. So I can just happen to show up at the bar and be like, remember when you were supposed to call me? I knew you just forgot.
Yeah, it's a gray area. I actually don't know what Steven should have done because on the one hand, Lauren is right. She's like, Steven, he invited you, so you should just go. And that's it. And then he's like, but he didn't like respond back to me. And I'm like, I get that too. Like if this guy really wanted him to go, he should have responded. But I would actually side with Lauren, which is to say, how about we just take it on face value? He invited you. Let's not play the games. If he does feel a certain sort of way, we get there and he'll act weird and then we'll leave.
Yeah, if he fucks with us, we'll make him have dinner with Ashley and talk about blowjobs. So
yeah, like, basically, okay. It's like, well, you know what it is? It's like, call him on his bluff. If he is playing games with Steven, then be like, fuck it, you invite me, I'm gonna come because who cares, right?
It's hard to say.
And if he's not playing games, then it's great. Then it worked out just right.
It's hard to say because he's probably trying to play it cool. Like he doesn't want to look desperate. Like, are you coming? 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 Are you coming?
Of course.
So it's like,
I know, it's the worst. That's the worst part about dating. But either way, Lauren has the perfect remedy for Steven. She goes, Danielle. Hey, Danielle. Let's get it twisted for Steven.
I heard that. I've got a cup ready.
Twisted is the new BBC.
Oh, don't kick BBC out of this house quite yet. There's still three more weeks of summer, sir.
That's true. So now Amanda's crying. She's like, Kyle, please, I'm trying to help you. How much guac do I have to make for you to see these things, Kyle?
Can we just get married so I can start bringing prepackaged salsa, Kyle? And he's like, I wanted to have fun, okay? You've prevented all of my fun. You are not fun. This is not fun. Summer should be fun. Amanda, not fun.
She's like, I am fun, Kyle. Look. Kyle.
I'm taking off my sheets in the bed. Fade to black. And that brings us to the end of the summer house.
End of summer house.
Well, that was a good devilish love episode. You guys.
Yeah. It's good.
We will see the Detroit showgoers in Detroit this Saturday. Yeah. And the rest of you, maybe you're listening to this a long time after and you're like, damn, I missed that live show. No, you did not. Go on watchwhatcrappens.com. We're on tour all year. We're going to many places. After Detroit, we're going to see Irvine. We're going to see DC. We're going to see some other
Chicago.
Places.
We've got Chicago. We got Phoenix. We have San Francisco. We have Kansas City. We have St. Louis. I mean, there's Philadelphia, Atlanta, West Palm Beach, darling, West Palm Beach. I mean, where's our Florida people at? We're going to West Palm Beach in August. Hello, that's going to be, like, that is going to be the yacht of Watch What Crappens. So, go to watchwhatcrappens.com, get those tickets, because every show has been awesome. Just look online and see what people are saying about it. You'll have a good time.
All right, everybody, we sure love you. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.